Welcome to Stick Like Glue Radio, the only podcast dedicated to helping you create an everlasting bond with your customers so they stay longer, spend more, and refer more. Marketing and business building expert Jim Palmer, known internationally as the Newsletter Guru, is a serial entrepreneur, author, speaker, and coach to other entrepreneurs. Jim is the host of Newsletter Guru TV, a weekly web TV show featuring Jim's unique brand of smart marketing and business building advice. Check it out today at www.newsletterguru.tv. Please welcome your host of Stick Like Glue Radio, Jim Palmer.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to Stick Like Glue Radio, the only podcast dedicated to helping you create an everlasting bond with your customers so they stay longer, spend more, and refer more. All great things. I am your host, Jim Palmer, and I am committed to helping you build a more profitable business faster. I am very excited about this week's show because I have a special guest interview, Mr. Greg Reed, who among other things is the co-author of one of my favorite books, 3 Feet from Gold, who we co-authored that book with Sharon Lecter. Let me tell you a little bit about Greg. Greg is a filmmaker, motivational speaker, and number one best-selling author, entrepreneur, and the CEO of several successful corporations. Greg has dedicated his life to helping others achieve the ultimate fulfillment of finding and living a life with purpose. I love that. As a number one best-selling author, Greg has been published in over 42 books, 19 languages, with over a dozen bestsellers. Greg is a highly sought-after motivational keynote speaker for corporations, universities, and charitable organizations, and he's also an award-winning filmmaker, creator and producer on the internationally acclaimed films Pass It On and 3 Feet from Gold. Greg is also a board member of Executive Books, a printing and distribution company which has circulated over 50 million books worldwide and advises for various mentoring programs that teach youth to use their talents in order to improve their lives. I first became aware of Greg as the co-author of one of my favorite books, 3 Feet from Gold, again, which he co-authored with Sharon Lecter. I love that book so much, I bought a whole box of them and sent them to all the members of my mastermind and coaching programs. All right, we are ready to go with my interview with Mr. Greg Reed. Greg, welcome to the call, and thank you so much for being my special guest expert this month.
Oh, boy, I've been looking forward to this one for a while, so thanks for having me. You know, one of the cool things you were talking about in your housekeeping notes about having the articles written, there's a very interesting fine line for people that are aspiring authors. And let me be very clear. There's a very fine line between being an author and being a writer. So many people think that they have to write all of their material, where basically it's two separate positions. For example, if you see an artist on the radio and they're singing a song, doesn't necessarily mean that they wrote the entire song. They might have a contribution, whatever, but they're the performer. They're the author of it. Well, it's the same thing in books. So don't be afraid to use outside services to help accentuate your repertoire and to start writing some articles outside the box to actually build your business and build your platform, because I think that's one of the greatest tools that you're offering and people should take advantage of that one. That's just my two cents.
No, that's awesome. You know, a lot of times people ask me, you know, you've written so many more books than myself, but I have written 4 books in about 3 years. So how do you do that? Well, I do the writing, but I also get interviewed. I do a weekly TV show. I've had some of those transcribed. That becomes the genesis of a chapter. And then I work with some very good editors, which kind of, you know, help me not sound so elementary in my books, but still keep my core message. So, yeah, I totally agree with you on that. So, Greg, I want to talk to you about 3 Feet from Gold. What an awesome book. And first of all, let me ask you, so the folks know, you went to a jetpack adventure yesterday. How was that?
Yeah, it was amazing. Actually, for the last 2 days, I've got an adventure group where every month we do a crazy trip. And so yesterday we went jetpacking out on the bay and did the ropes course. The day before we did speedboat racing and we did trapeze. The trapeze was the hardest thing of all of it. It's absolutely amazing, a blast to say the least.
Is that when you're kind of secured by the waist and everything? So if you fall off, you just kind of
you gently fall down, or is that something?
Well,
different?
You're attached, but then they got the net below you and the whole bit. They hold you up, but just swing on that bar to 3 G's, flip yourself upside down, let go of it like a monkey bar, and then as you swing forward, let go of everything and let some guy catch you in midair. Takes a little bit of. It looks great when you're watching it, but when you're actually doing it, it is a trip. It's faith. It's the ultimate of faith, of leaping and the net will appear, so to speak, because you forget about that you're harnessed in there when you're actually 10 stories up doing it, trust me.
Not for the faint of heart, it doesn't sound like.
Yeah, but it's so funny because that's what life's about. You know, so many people that talk about what they're going to do, you know, one of these days, and how few do we get it. The guy who I went with, his name's Ruben Gonzalez. He's the only guy to compete in 4 Winter Olympics in 4 separate decades. And every year we do these adventures. We went to Spain and went running with the bulls. We climbed Mount Kilimanjaro. We do all these activities. And when we're out in Spain, I'll never forget Pamplona. There's over 1 million spectators, but only 2,000 participants. And I go, that summarizes the world. Only less than a half of 1% are doing, and everyone else is on the outside looking in. And the real stories, the real excitement, for me at least, comes from stepping, you know, through the fear and actually participating.
Wow. Boy, there's a lot of what you just said makes sense for entrepreneurs and wannabes and things like that. But so anyway, let me get to 3 feet from goal, because we could probably spin off for an hour and talking about various things like that. You know, for the very few folks, Greg, that listening to this that may not be familiar with 3 feet from goal, I mean, it is a book that follows, as you describe it, an everyman. He happens to be named Greg, but I'm guessing it's not you. It's a fictitious character.
That's my story.
Oh, is it?
Yep.
I did not know that. I didn't pick that up. Is that, wow, that's pretty cool. So, well, let me change that then. I was going to say, this is a book that follows Greg as he pursues happiness and success with the help of a fictional guru who's named Jonathan Buckland. And so this guru, he arranges a series of meetings and experiences which ultimately guides the readers to better understand the mindset which leads to success. And like Napoleon Hill, the famed author of Think and Grow Rich, Greg and his co-author Sharon Lecter believe that, you know, there are many things that we cannot control, but there are many factors critical to success that are within any individual's control. So, Greg, can you take a few minutes and talk about some of the success factors that are in, you know, our control?
Well, absolutely. The first one that comes to mindset, obviously, is your mindset. I mean, because the one thing no one else can control but ourselves is what we think. So ultimately, at the end of the day, you know, what we're putting into our brain, our self-talk, the internal dialogue, is completely up to us. But ultimately, we have to be cautious and cognizant of who it is that we're getting our content from. For example, one of the interviews of 3 Feet from Gold was a guy named John Schwartz who invented string theory. And he said, the difference between success and failure is successful people seek counsel and ignorant people listen to opinion. And I said, what's the difference? And he goes, opinions based on ignorance, lack of knowledge, inexperience. They just never did it, like maybe your friends or your family. He goes, where counsel's based on wisdom, knowledge, mentorship. They've already paved the way. He goes, if you go to someone who's never written a book before and say, I'm going to write one, they might go, you can't do that. Why not? I don't know. You just can't. Well, that's their opinion because they've never done it. If I go to Mark Victor Hansen, who wrote Chicken Soup, and say, Mark, I'm going to write a book. He's going to say, great, but before you get started, here's what you need to know and give me counsel based on wisdom and experience. John Schwartz said, if we could spend our daily lives only seeking counsel and ignoring people's opinions, our lives would change accordingly.
Very, very powerful. What are some of the other success factors that are within our control?
Well, our association. And you know, I really want to get into this, but I want to give everyone a kind of a back story here. We talk about Napoleon Hill. Talk about Think and Grow Rich and 3 Feet from Gold. But people that, if you're not familiar with what's happening here, let me give you a quick update. In 1908, Napoleon Hill was given a letter by the richest guy in the world, Andrew Carnegie, and was sent on a mission for 20 years to meet the most powerful and influential people and write their stories and create the first ever formula for success, and that becomes Think and Grow Rich. 100 years later, in 2008, The president and CEO of Napoleon Hill Foundation wrote a very similar letter and gifted it to me and gave me an opportunity to go out and interview today's top icons, today's top thought leaders, to find out what they did to persevere. And it's all based on the story of R.U. Darby, the gold miner who gave up just 3 feet away from the largest strike of gold in history. And how many times have we or someone we know quit just our own 3 feet away from our own goals? And that's what these stories of inspiration that we'll be talking about is all based on.
I love that story. And, you know, what prompted me to buy a bunch of the books and mail them out was, I think it was in our March call, there was a couple people in the mastermind who were talking about, you know, it was just how hard it was for them this year and other things. And I actually relayed that story. I said, you have no idea. You're one phone call away. You're one, you know, introduction away. You're one sales letter away from really striking it. And that could happen tomorrow. It could happen next week. And as I was telling the story, I made myself a note to buy some of those books and send them out to everybody. So it was so cool.
I appreciate that. I mean, Sharon, myself, the foundation, that's what it's all about, is sharing this message and passing it on. But I do want to elaborate where we left off. As you said, what's another technique that people can do that they have control of? And this is a very important technique. One of the great quotes of all time, Charlie Tremendous Jones, says that we are the same today as we'll be in 5 years, except for just two things: the people we meet and the books we read. It's who we hang out with. What we put into our head determines who we are. And I've modernized that to say that right this second, we are a direct reflection of the five people that we're hanging around the most, and our attitude, income, and lifestyle is the average of our group. So if we want to change our group, our life will change accordingly. If you're an aspiring artist and you're hanging around a bunch of negative naysayers who aren't doing it and telling you all the reasons you'll fail, well, chances are you'll buy into that. If all of a sudden we sit there and say, you know, I love my family and friends, however, I'm going to go get my counsel and I'm going to seek five other artists that are actually successful, that are getting the results I want, that are in the galleries, I'm going to start hanging out with them and their mastermind group and buying them lunch and asking their counsel. Well, chances are our dialogue will start changing accordingly. And that is the secret to all success.
That is awesome. I love that. In chapter 7 of the book, which is a chapter on passion, I love there's a thing you have here: a dream is just a dream until it is written down. Only then does it become a goal. How important is passion in success?
Well, passion is the igniting force, obviously, that gets us going and really drives us. That's what gives us that catalyst, so to speak, and that inspiration. However, unfortunately, passion is not enough. And I keep sharing with that, and it's like you see these late-night infomercial guys go, you know, find your passion and the money will follow. And I, honest to God, I believe that's a full-on lie. And I'll tell you the reason why, too, so people listening aren't gasping or what have you. You see these late-night, you know, TV talent shows like American Idol. Well, how many of these kids show up, and they're filled with passion, but unfortunately, they don't have a lot of the important thing, which is talent. So if you're passionate about something, no matter how much passion you have, but if you're not very good at it, chances are you will not be successful in that chosen field of endeavor. But if you are passionate about singing and you are talented, you are good, well, now you got a shot. But if you don't do the first step, which is taking action with that God-given gift, we'll never make it. But watch how this lines up. If you are passionate about singing and you are talented, if you are willing to take action, get off your backside and do something, you associated, aligned with people, those five people we were talking about earlier that were in the music industry that could open the doors, and you had the faith that that's a journey you're destined for, well, that's a recipe for personal achievement and what we call fulfilling life's purpose.
Good stuff. You know, also in that chapter on passion, you said there's a big difference between believing in something and knowing it.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Huge, huge. I mean, how many people sit there and they say, you know, I believe I'll be rich one day, or I hope I win the lottery or whatever, compared to someone who goes, oh, no, I know I'll be successful. In fact, here's what I'm doing. I take 10% of my money. I put it over here in this Keio account. I put 10% over here. I'm hanging out with people who are successful in the market. I'm following what they're doing and taking their actions. Well, two completely different avenues looking at the same situation. And it's the people that know in their heart that they're destined for something are the people that will get it. If you just sit and hope you find love one day compared to someone who says, I'm on Match.com, I'm going to my local church, I'm asking my family and friends, I got a vision board of all the qualities I'm looking. Well, chances are your focus fixated on exactly what you want, and reticular activator system will eventually bring that right to us, because whatever we're seeking is also seeking us.
All right, we're going to pause here for a very brief timeout, but on the other side, Greg has more incredible words of wisdom for you. So stay tuned, and we'll be right back.
There are two types of small business owners. Those who are already profiting from the power of social media, building stronger, more powerful relationships with their customers and prospects. And those who are still sitting on the sidelines, wondering if it will work for them too. If you're still sitting on the sidelines, then No Hassle Social Media is for you. Finally, there's a fast and easy done-for-you way to use social media marketing to connect with more customers and prospects, accelerating the know, like, and trust factor, all with no experience necessary. No Hassle Social Media not only shows you exactly what to do, it provides you with a ton of great content that you can use to promote your business and build stronger relationships with clients and potential clients. You get blog posts, Twitter tweets, Facebook posts, LinkedIn updates, and even video scripts. Get started profiting from social media today at www.nohasslesocialmedia.com. That's www.nohasslesocialmedia.com.
All right, we are back. Let's get right back to this great interview with Mr. Greg Reed.
Because whatever we're seeking is also seeking us.
Love that. Can you talk a little bit more about that, what you just said there? Whatever we're seeking is seeking us?
Yeah, whatever we are seeking is also seeking us. There's you know, this law of attraction stuff that was out a few years ago, all that woo-woo stuff. You know, whatever you think about naturally comes to be. Well, that's great to a point. However, the scientific version of it is RAS, Reticular Activator System. So right now, if we focused on we're driving in the vehicle and you're listening to this and you said, red Hondas. You look up and all of a sudden you see red Hondas. They were always there, but until you fixated, you looked for it, you won't see it. Well, that's the same thing with all the airwaves in the radio right now. Right this second, all around us is country music, rap music, rock music, but it's not till we put the dial and tune it in to exactly what we're seeking that we can tune in and listen to it. Well, that's the way everything of the laws of the universe work. Every single thing we want is already out there. All we have to do is dial in the frequency so we can start honing in so we can actually have it. And whatever you're seeking is also seeking you. Just like you're looking for that country music, well, the country music are looking for people to listen to it. So the whole concept is once you start dialing in, once you start having that reticular activator ignited, well, that's where everything starts happening. I guarantee you right now you could think of the crazy – do this as an assignment. Write down something. It doesn't make a difference. Say, a monkey with a backpack or anything crazy you can think of, anything. And I guarantee if you really think about that within the next 2 days, you'll start seeing those things everywhere you look. But you would never see it unless you were looking for it. And that's the way everything actually works.
Wow. Very, very powerful.
And yet simple.
It is simple, and it works. I mean, first time I read Think and Grow Rich was probably about 7-8 years ago. Got into the mind movies and the visualization and stuff, and I was like, oh, when it started really happening, I'm like, holy crap. It was kind of weird the way it was, some of the best ideas and even kind of topics for speaking and stuff comes from the mind movies, which is one of the things that he talks about in there. Chapter 8 in your book, 3 Feet from Gold, is called Stop Planning. Talk to us about that.
Well, yeah, stop planning comes down to the concept of so many people over-plan. So I want to be very careful. There's a big difference between over-planning and strategizing. So I believe that people should strategize. You got to have some crystal clear goal of what it is that you want, but then you can't get overly committed to the actual actionable steps that are going to get you there because everything is subject to change. And one of the interviews I did was with Truett Cathy, who founded Chick-fil-A restaurants. And I asked him, I says, what is the secret of all personal achievement to you? And he said, don't plan. And I said, what do you mean? He says, well, last year you had a lot of plans. I go, absolutely. How many of that worked out for you. Not any. Then he goes, 5 years ago, you had a master plan. He goes, you might hit a goal from time to time because you're an action taker, but how it went down, I guarantee, didn't go as you expected. And then I said, well, give me an example. And he goes, well, if let's say I want to go from my house to the end of the street. He goes, I have to get off my backside and I have to take action. I have a crystal clear picture of where I want to go at the end of the street. I'm just not committed to exactly how I'm going to get there. I go, what do you mean? He says, well, where an action, or, you know, a person of overall planning is going to plan every step, or they're going to pause and take a break. I'm going to look for opportunity, like to see if a kid left a skateboard or a bicycle out, and I'll make my journey easier. He goes, if I get real lucky, I'll wave down a neighbor and I'll hitch a ride to the end of the street. He goes, either way, I know I'm going to get there. I'm just not so committed on exactly how it's going to happen.
And we've all seen that that image of the it's the line with the arrow, but it goes left and right. It's all squiggly all over the place. Reaching success is never a straight line, is it?
Well, of course, it's never a straight line. And more importantly, we can't freak out when the line gets bent because it's going to bend. That's the funny thing. And the whole thing is that we're such an evolutionary species and we're such an adaptable species that we have to, you know, adapt and go with the punches. It's so funny. Right now I'm doing a new project. It's called Think and Grow Rich, Stickability. And it's about the power of perseverance. And the very first person I interviewed, I was watching 60 Minutes and I see Marty Cooper. And I go, God, I got to interview him. 3 days later, I'm in his office. Now, you don't know his name, but you know what he invented. It's called the cellular phone. Everyone talks on it every day. And I said, what does stickability mean to you? And he goes, stickability has to be paralleled with another word called flexibility. Because if you're not willing to adapt, you'll end up just being stuck.
Wow. I love that. The other reason I love the chapter on Stop Planning is I'm a big fan of Chick-fil-A and the whole, which, interestingly enough, they were all over the news a little while ago. But, you know, one of the things in there, focus on your people more than your profits, which is something that Truett Cathy had mentioned to you, is how they run their company.
Absolutely. You know, it's so funny. I had never had a Chick-fil-A sandwich in my life until I was in the kitchen with Truett Cathy, the founder, the inventor, who actually handmade me my first one. How cool is that?
Yeah. Did you eat it?
Of course I did.
Oh my God.
I got to go down in the kitchen with him and hand make them. And again, Ruben Gonzalez, the Olympian champion, he was with me that whole time. And we got a full-on tour for 3 hours. And all these neat people that I had a chance to meet, from the president of NASCAR to the founder of Remax Real Estate, from Chick-fil-A to Mrs. Fields Cookies and String Theory, all these incredible people, they all gave me these little cool mementos. And I got something really neat to talk about and share with my kid as he gets older. It's pretty neat.
Oh, very awesome. So let me I don't want to hit you with every single chapter. I want to skip ahead to chapter 16, The Courage to Change. A lot of people have difficulty with change.
Well, yeah. Well, it just goes back to the adaptability. That's it. I mean, if you're not flexible, if you're not willing to change, you'll end up just being stuck. In fact, I'll give you a story from my latest project, Stickability. It's about the spider monkey. Have you ever heard the story before?
No, I have not.
The quickest, most nimble creature in the rainforest is a spider monkey. The hunters could not harpoon them, spear them, blow gun. They couldn't net them. They're just too agile. But one hunter figured it out. He took these giant, heavy logs and drilled a tiny, microscopic little hole inside. He dropped a peanut inside that hole and then left the log at the base of the jungle. The monkeys would smell the nut, come down, reach their hand inside the little hole, and grab a hold of the nut. And as soon as they did, their fists would become so big they couldn't pull it back out, and they become anchored to that heavy log. The hunter would come by an hour later, hit him over the head, put him in a bag, and capture the elusive spider monkey. But the monkey held on to it because he thought it was saving him, that they needed that nut. And how many times in life have we held on to a car or a crappy job or a relationship or fear or guilt or remorse or a house or whatever it is that we think saving us, but ultimately, just like that nut, is leading to our demise?
Wow.
That's a wow one, huh?
That is, yes, that is, you know, I almost have to pause and think about it, but they'll be dead air, so I'll just keep persevering. You know, another one of the nuggets that Greg, the character who I now know as you, wrote down, "A dream is a reality waiting for you to get there."
Mm-hmm. That's
how
true.
How cool is that?
Well, it depends upon our realities. To me, that's reality. You know, to other people, it's just a dream or a goal. But understand this: a dream is just a dream until it comes true, and then it becomes a responsibility. And that, to me, is the most powerful nugget takeaway. For example, so many people could be out there who are single, and they dream about having that perfect spouse. But once they get married, it becomes a responsibility. They want a kid, and then it's a responsibility. You want a Ferrari, well, then it becomes a responsibility with all that maintenance and insurance and all this stuff. You want a house, well, same thing. And it's so interesting. A dream is just a dream until it comes true, and then it becomes a responsibility.
Very much like entrepreneurs. You know, most entrepreneurs I know, they love the hunt, they love to build and create, but all of a sudden you got this company that, you know, has employees and you got to do all the management stuff and it's not fun anymore. Mm-hmm. So, hey, Greg, did you actually get to interview Fred Smith from FedEx?
I did not get to Fred Smith. I got to his partner in crime, Frank, and it was kind of interesting because those two kind of started the entire business from day one. And I got to tell you, it was one of the coolest interviews I did because they're talking about adaptability and change and how FedEx had to adapt overnight because 50% of all of their transactions, all their business were documents and papers and whatnot. And one day, literally, they opened up a newspaper and their business changed overnight because something was invented called the fax machine. And all of a sudden, all those things that they needed to be sent overnight, they could just do it over the airwaves. 50%, most average business would fail and close that second, but they didn't. They adjusted, they adapted, and decided to get into the parcel industry, and they just went to town, and they came up with that quote, "When it absolutely positively has to get there overnight," and that's what changed them on a whole new direction.
You know, I'm very familiar with the story. My brother, my older brother, joined FedEx, I think, in late 75 or 76, literally a few years after they got started. And at the time, he was a butcher with Kroger stores, a big chain of stores down south. And he was on a nice little career path. And so he quit that job, full benefits and everything, to go part-time with this startup company as a truck mechanic, right? Oh, man, my dad was freaking out. But, you know, he's been with him all these years later. He's a big VP. He actually runs the hub in Indianapolis, and it's an amazing story. And so I've heard a lot of these different stories as they've evolved their company. But, wow, it's pretty amazing what they did and how they got started. The other thing I like about the FedEx story, I'm sure you heard this one, is some of the pilots were so dedicated in the early days that they were charging the gas for the planes or the fuel for the planes on their personal credit cards.
Wow. Wow.
Talk about buying into the company dream, you know.
Yeah, and you know, it goes down to people believing in the dream. It's so funny. People will do more for a cause than they'll do for money. And that goes back to believing in your people and surrounding yourself with the right folks, which is so key and important. That Chick-fil-A, that, you know, Starbucks, that, you know, Qualcomm, that, you know, Microsoft, you go down the list, Facebook, and all the people, that's one of the key elements that they did, is surround themselves with key, core, competent people that had the same dream, that shared in it, and they could also share in the success and the prosperity. And boy, they just all went all in. And that is there's nothing more powerful than that.
Mm-hmm. You know, I think one of the shortest chapters in the book is Don't Quit, chapter 17, which I was actually surprised at, because I thought, here's the real core message of the book, which is kind of the whole thing, but that's really not it's not what I got out of that chapter. Tell me about that.
Well, remind me, what tell me when the story is from chapter 12.
So Don't Quit, chapter 17. Oh. Greg is talking, he says, I'd be a millionaire, Greg laughed, I think, when he was having a discussion. Let me see, who is he talking to at this time? Let's see.
I guess it goes down to the whole concept of don't quit is the basis of 3 feet from gold, about not giving up when you're that close to the finish line. Remember, R.U. Darby, when he went out west, he found a little hole, started digging in it, and discovered some gold. He got all excited, and he buried it, went home and told his family and friends. They chipped in money so they could buy equipment and pull it out by the truckload. When the first ore cart came out, it was filled with gold. Oh my gosh, you're going to be rich, right? But then the gold ran out. They kept digging, but there was no more gold. Finally defeated, Darby walks out of the mine and says, "I quit," and sees a junk man walking by. He says, "Hey, buddy, give me $200. I'll sell you this mine and all the equipment. I quit. I'm going home." Junk man, realizing the equipment was worth thousands, said, "Of course, you got a deal," and Darby went home defeated. But the junk man goes to a local engineer seeking counsel and says, "What happened? This Darby guy hit gold and ran out." And the engineer starts laughing. He goes, "Oh, my gosh, everyone knows that gold runs in a straight line. It's called a gold vein. What Darby did is come in one side, hit gold, and pop back into dirt." He goes, "Just go back to where they discovered treasure. Go 90 degrees, just up the opposite direction, you'll tap back into the vein." Not only did the junk man pull millions of dollars out, but it still fills Fort Knox today. And how many times have we or someone we know quit one class short from degree or sales or marketing or whatever because the going got tough? And the whole idea about not quit is to never throw in the towel when you're just 3 feet from gold.
I hope you enjoyed this very special episode of Stick Like Glue Radio with my good friend Greg Reed. Stick Like Glue Radio is the only podcast dedicated to helping you create an everlasting bond with your customers so they stay longer, spend more, and refer more. I am your host of Stick Like Glue Radio. My name is Jim Palmer, and I'm committed to helping you build a more profitable business faster. Watch for another great episode of Stick Like Glue Radio next week, and until then, keep taking action, keep moving forward, and don't ever, ever, ever give up. Now go out there and do something nice for somebody today. You take care, everybody.
You've been listening to Stick Like Glue Radio, the only podcast dedicated to helping you create an everlasting bond with your customers so they stay longer, spend more, and refer more. Stick Like Glue Radio features Jim Palmer's unique brand of smart marketing and business building advice for action-oriented entrepreneurs. To make sure you don't miss a single profit-boosting show, subscribe to this podcast at www.getjimpalmer.com. If you know other entrepreneurs looking for the fastest way to higher profits in their business, please tell them about the Stick Like Glue Radio podcast. Now go and implement what you've learned and boost your profits. See you next week for more Stick Like Glue Radio.